The network of interstate highways across the United States is dotted with visitor centers, way stations that provide travelers with whatever they may need for their road trips, maps, tourist information, food, a rest area. But as displaced Gulf Coast residents make their way north, east, and west, some of these welcome centers have taken on a new role as relief stations. While the end of summer Labor Day weekend is traditionally one of the busiest times for visitor centers, this holiday weekend was unexpectedly busy at Virginia's Bristol Welcome Center along the state's southern border with Tennessee.
We were serving two different needs over those 2 days.
Richard Lewis is spokesman for the Virginia Tourism Corporation, which manages the state's welcome centers.
We were serving regular travelers who are coming into Virginia on vacation and who need our services. The maps suggest places to stay, places to visit, and then at the same time, we were trying to serve people who were so badly in need.
Those people were fleeing the Gulf Coast for northern cities where they had relatives and friends. By the time the evacuees reached the Bristol Welcome Center, they'd been driving for many hours. Mr. Lewis says many were surprised by what they found.
Our Welcome Center staff had been going out and buying supplies of water, snacks, necessities to give to some of the people coming through and buying them with money out of their own pockets. That effort was supplemented very well by the American Red Cross, which set up a command post at our Welcome Center.
What we're doing here is unique and I think probably something we've never done before.
Lynn Peters is one of the Red Cross volunteers at the Bristol Welcome Center.
We're doing an emergency aid station. Water, drinks, coffee, snacks, toys, color books, crayons. We do have pet supplies, you know, for the people who go with their animals. We've seen over 700 people. We've seen roughly 50 animals, ranging from cats, dogs, turtles, ferrets, birds and fish.
The Red Cross is also providing emotional and psychological help.
We have here on site a mental health disaster volunteer. We have a nurse with us who can do a general assessment if we need to get someone to a doctor. They're offering coping skills, encouraging them to make time to do some fun things and to relax and cry when they feel like it.
Lynn Peters says most of the people here thought it might be just a few days before they could return home. But as the situation worsened, they were forced into extended visits or trips they hadn't planned for.
They are still very much in a state of shock. They're grieving because of their losses. But they're starting to pull things back together. You know, we're seeing people with destinations and not necessarily plans, but the plan to have a plan.
Virginia Tourism Corporation's Richard Lewis says he understands how these evacuees feel because he was born and raised in Mississippi, in one of the cities nearly destroyed by Hurricane Katrina.
I was able to speak to some people from my hometown and from elsewhere across the coast, and I saw in them the same things that I had witnessed when Hurricane Camille devastated that area in 1969. Some people came through just in perfect shock. Their world has been very much altered without any ability to really prepare for it. Other people who came through were understanding in a methodical way that they needed to get to friends, get to family, and at least establish a base from which they could begin to make sense of their lives.
This has been an emotional week for Mr. Lewis and the other people working at the Bristol Welcome Center. They hope the help they offered the evacuees on the road will give them the support they need on their unexpected journey. I'm Faith Lapidus.